This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets, who are sinking like a rock. You know, I'll tell you, I'm not going to declare the season over yet. I mean, I've come this far. Why bury them now when technically they still could go out there and sweep the Braves and sweep the Phillies? Now, I have no reason to believe that that's going to happen. I don't know what to believe, honestly, BT. With the Yankees, at least there's some consistency. We'll get to them in a second. I don't know what to believe with the Mets because sometimes they look like they're a good team. Other times they look like they're a bad team. Sometimes the results, whether it's April, May, right up until June 13th, they look like one of the best teams. And then since June 13th, they've been one of the worst teams. I still believe in the bullpen. I still believe in the top of the order. Obviously, it's hard to believe in the starting rotation. But would I be shocked at this point if the Mets missed the postseason? I would not. I guess that's the best way to say it. It's not acceptable how badly they've been playing. I will save my reaction for when it is final, whether it's the division that comes off the board first, which it will, if not now, in the next 6 days, to me, that will be decided. Meaning that if they don't sweep Atlanta and take at least two out of three from Philly, the division is definitively over now. Like, I don't think anybody could dispute that. So I'll wait. But if they miss the playoffs, I mean, it is a disaster of epic proportions, but there's still plenty of time left. I can't say that they're not a playoff team when they still, to this point, have a playoff spot.
They do. Yeah. I mean, we get so wrapped up in the day-to-day temperature of these teams that we sometimes, you know, drop these wild declarations that really make us look foolish. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? I mean, I can tell you that I don't think the Mets are very good at all. I think the Yankees are in a little bit of better shape, but I've been worried about them as well. And I've said now for a couple of months, this is one declaration that I will stand by and hopefully be proven wrong. Neither one of these teams is winning anything this year.
Well,
there's just too many problems.
That's a whole.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's a whole nother. I mean, if you want to go there, we could go there, obviously. But, and that is the biggest picture of them all, that both these teams should be legitimate contenders for the World Series. Now, I will still say that even though it looks nearly impossible for those teams to be World Series teams, the Mets and the Yankees, that if they do get to the playoffs, like, would you be shocked the way that the sport is for the Yankees to hit their way to the World Series again?
The answer is no. I mean, it's not confident no, but the answer is no to your point.
Same thing. Like, yeah, we know their flaws. That's not going to change. They're just a sloppy baseball team. But their bats can carry them. And with the Mets, like, maybe you'd be a little more surprised because the National League is deeper and because the Mets don't have, like, at least with the Yankees, you could say their offense should be elite and on par with the best of the best. Especially, now the difference is they haven't done it in the postseason, but especially if Judge gets going at the right time in the playoffs, right? So that can carry them. What part of the Mets is going to carry them? Yes, Juan Soto is proven in the postseason. He has not proven to be clutch with the Mets so far. Lindor is proven in the postseason inconsistent. And even those two guys, let's just say that they are great. Is that enough to overcome their starting rotation? I feel like the Mets would be better in the playoffs because you don't need more length from the starters necessarily. But there are a lot of holes there that would make me uncertain or unable to trust them going far anyway.
All right, so I hear you. There's been a lot of twists and turns here. Both of these teams, injuries and a poor play. And, you know, I just boil it down to there's blind hope and then there's evidence.
Right.
There's blind hope and there's evidence. Now, I'm not telling you, not telling. We're not doing it ourselves. Like, nobody's abandoning blind hope. You know, without hope and without possibility, then why do we dig in as deep as we dig in with these teams, with everything that we, whether it's emotionally, financially, the commitments that we make to these teams? If you're going to check out before there's any sort of finality to the season, I think you're an idiot. Like, I'm not going to do that. Now, it's one thing to say, I don't think that they're going to win a championship, but to say that they're not going to be playoff teams, I'm not here to do that. So I'm going to still hold on to that hope because I want to. But in terms of the evidence, and this is where the pragmatic side of my mind wins out, the evidence that would support any sort of ability to boast or believe or get behind these teams doing something special this year, the evidence is not there. All right, and you can store, and Mike just said something very interesting, and I was thinking the same thing driving in. Like, this is the most important game of the year, I believe, too. Mike said, I agree, for the Yankees tonight, because not because they're playing the Red Sox.
With Fried.
Because it's Max Fried.
Yeah,
and just because we threw the Mets and the Yankees on the same table right now, if you think about what, now there's other elements, sure, you know, this guy gets red hot and the bullpen does this, all right, whatever. You get an unexpected start from this guy. Anything can happen. But Manaea is supposed to be leading the way for the Mets. He's been awful.
Like, definitively, they can't start him anymore.
ZRA's over
mind.
Five.
Yeah,
he's been awful.
And if you are going to start him, it's got to be for three innings. He's an opener at this point.
Yeah, but last year, those 18 starts, he was great.
I get it, but I'm just saying, I don't know what they think is going to change.
You got to keep running him out there. Maybe he's hurt. Maybe those loose bodies really are a real problem. I mean, he's better than this. He's been that bad. But the point is, to marry both of these teams, Manaea's supposed to lead the way for the Mets. He's been terrible. Max Fried's supposed to lead the way for the Yankees. He has been awful. So I know it's just deeper than the ace and the game has changed a little bit, but God almighty, if you can't give the baseball to somebody that you're supposed to trust, where are we going?
Yeah, I do think it's different where I trust Max Fried will get it going at some point.
Why, though?
Well, because he's got more of a track record.
He doesn't.
This is where you and I would disagree a little bit or differ in our opinion here. I never base anything on hope. I understand that fans have to do that. But that's not why I was saying that I'm not giving up on the division from a Mets perspective. It's not blind hope. It's that I truly believe in the talent that they have. The problem is, and then I could throw in another element on top of that, where last year I thought that they were an awful baseball team, and they went to the National League Championship Series. We referenced the Diamondbacks years ago. Philly, same thing. So even though we know that the way the Mets and Yankees have played the majority of the year, or at least since June 13th, they're nowhere near where they need to be a World Series team. Once you get in, it is different.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies were better than the Mets last year. The Mets beat the Phillies rather easily.
Yeah, but the Phillies were never this bad like the Mets were. The Phillies
last year, you're saying?
Yeah. The Mets weren't. I know that the Mets were a little erratic a year ago with certain.
They were awful to start the first 2 months. They looked like a dead team.
But did they look like this for this long? That's the problem.
I think, look,
it's been months.
I understand that, but it's impossible to argue that once you get in, everything can change because really nothing prior to that point.
I can't argue that.
But now, if the last year's team to me didn't have enough, the Mets team didn't have enough, it was always, well, how could you fight this momentum and the magic that
they had? Chemistry.
Well, there was no, it wasn't anything tangible. It was just like, well, Grimace throughout the first pitch.
Well, Lindor had a great season. That was tangible. He finished second.
I understand that, but was that expected to carry them past the Dodgers? Like,
yeah. No, probably not. In most of our minds,
it was just like, I can't even believe that they got this far.
Yeah.
And once they got that far, it's like, man, I don't know. I don't know if you could fight that power, that whatever, that chemistry, that mojo they had going. This year, to me, it's different where I can make legitimate arguments for the Mets being a dangerous postseason team, starting with Lindor and Soto, Diaz. Now, again, Helsley has not been great, but
he's been awful. Yeah, Helsley's been terrible.
Yeah, but I don't. But it's even.
I don't say he can't turn around, but he's been bad.
I mean, but same thing with other guys.
I agree.
Like, who has been great? Diaz has been the best of the bunch. Throw in the Yankees as well. Like, Diaz
got problems too.
No, I'm just saying relievers is my issue.
Duvall can't be on the mound anywhere where it's a meaningful spot.
Even Bednar is the one who was good. He blows the game the other night. My point is closers or relievers in general, they're just, it's so fickle and could be just a nightly thing. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that their bullpen is so much better than it was a year ago and better than it was even this year that's not really my biggest concern. If you blow it in the bullpen, you blow it in the bullpen, but I'll trust their arms. I'll trust the top of their rotation, the top of the batting order. And the rotation in the playoffs shouldn't be relied on as much because you don't need five guys. You need probably three, and you could go to the bullpen more where you have those extra starters now in the bullpen. Anyway, point is, I think you can make a legitimate case that once they get to the playoffs, anything's possible. However, you could also make a legitimate case they may not get to the playoffs. Talking about the Mets. They may not make it, which is hard to believe, but they legitimately may not make it. The Yankees will be in the playoffs. Nobody's going to dispute that.
Yeah, I think the Yanks will be there.
So the question to me becomes, will the Yanks hit in the playoffs? And that's a question that we have every single year.
Yes, which is why there's been a lot of frustration when we talk about the Yankees. Like, there's always this regurgitation of, like, we kind of lump all the recent failures of the Yankees into one scouting report for this team because a lot of the same issues have trickled into this year. Now they're kicking the ball around. They get four errors last night.
Yeah, I mean, come on, can't happen.
I mean, they are running the bases better. They're being more aggressive with that. I do think that they've got a better lineup 1-9 than they did a year ago, even without Soto. I think they've got more length to the lineup. You know, Schlittler has been a massive shot in the arm, so there are possibilities.
God, where would they be without him?
I don't know.
Maybe big trouble.
I mean, I don't know. He represents hope. He throws 99. He's got a sick deuce. Like, yeah, I do think the Yanks are in a better spot than the Mets. Not by a ton, but I would say that I agree with you on that. But back to the Mets for a moment. Yeah. Like, if you go from late April till now, the Mets are on pace to lose 105 games. They have shown us, Sal, for 4 months that they are indisputably one of the worst teams in baseball. Now, you can say, and you wouldn't be wrong, well, April counts as well. I agree.
I don't know what to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Believe.
I know. Like, well, I think you need to believe whether it's somebody showing you who they are by actions or words. I think I choose to believe myself that the Mets are simply not good enough to do anything that the Met fan wants and expected them to do this year. I think that the Mets, and I've said this as well, are bad at more things than they are good for months.
Yeah, maybe, but still, to me, that doesn't mean that you can't have success in the postseason with the talent that they have. That's just that to
and
me.
And that's where I kind of meet you in the middle of the road because I understand what you mean by that.
As bad as they've been for as long as they've been, they still today have a playoff spot. Now they might not make the playoffs. And if they don't, then they truly are not a good team. If they make the playoffs, then it's all right. Well, they had an inconsistent, disappointing regular season, but that doesn't mean anything now. Vientos average, Soto's average with learners in scoring position, their starting pitch. Like, that doesn't mean
everybody's
anything.
Everybody's at zero.
Yeah, now you start load over. Up and say, okay, how are we going to piece this together and then take your shot? Now, would I bet that the Mets are going to win the World Series? I would not. Would I have bet that the Phillies were going to make it a couple years ago or the Diamondbacks? I would not have either.
Yep.
So things happen. And last year, both the Mets and Yankees are prime examples of why baseball is different, and I don't know what to believe anymore because I thought the Mets, for sure, the way they started the year, were not just like, they're not a playoff team. They were an awful team. Like, nobody would dispute that they were an awful baseball team for the first 2 months of the season. And it took everything they had and a little bit of mojo, you know, pixie dust, whatever you want to say, to barely make the postseason. And then even then, they were dead until that Alonso home run. They barely beat the Brewers.
Yep.
And then they wiped the floor with the Phillies in four games. So, like, that, none of that to me makes sense. Whereas with the Yankees even a year ago, I was like, yeah, they're fine. But, like, They haven't been very good since June. You and I were debating that all
the
year
usual
long.
The June swoon, yeah. We see it every year, June and July,
yeah,
pretty much.
I would fight back. You'd be like, yeah, but the Yankees are good. I'm like, no, but since June, they haven't been. They're one of the worst teams in baseball. And yet they got to the World Series.
Yep.
So it's the same exact thing this year with the Yankees in my mind. Like, they have not been great for the majority of, or whatever, since June. But I didn't think they were good last year. They got to the World Series. So would I be shocked if the Yankees got to the World Series this year? I wouldn't, because I think their lineup is so good. So I don't know what to believe with these two teams. If you ask me, without any history, and I'm just watching these teams this year,
yeah,
forget about the talent, just watching them play, I'd say no. Clearly, they're not good enough. But with the talent that's in place and with the way the sport is, I still do believe that anything's possible.
Okay. I can't prove this because this is not statistically provable. This is an eyeball test thing. Yeah. This is a feel thing. I don't feel, put the Yanks aside. I think it's more dire with the Mets right now.
Yeah, because they might miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yankees are going to be in. There'll be a different story.
Yep.
It's going to be the same story with them. Get to the postseason, see if those bats can carry them.
And if they do, we'll see. I feel like this Mets team just doesn't have the same character as last year's Mets team. I don't see this aversion to losing. I don't see this togetherness. It's tough to get into the chemistry weeds because, there's no stats. There's no detail. I don't care how deep you dive into analytics. You can't, but you know it. The 86 Mets, they may have hated each other in certain regards. They went on the field. They had each other's back. And I know it's a million years ago. It's a very different culture and society. But I just don't feel like these Mets look together. And I know that they want to win. I would never discredit them and say that they're okay with losing. I'm not implying that at all. But it doesn't seem like they're allergic to losing like they were a year ago.
Correct. And do you think that they're more talented this year or last year?
This year. There's no question.
It's not even close. So then how does that make any sense?
I don't know.
So something clearly off. Now, before I go there, I'm going to wait and give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But if they don't make it, then they've got major issues. You can't just say, well, run it back again with the same guys and expect a different result.
No, you can't do it at that
point.
They're
more talented this year, but they are clearly a worse team than they were a year ago with far less talent. This should not be happening. And everybody is to blame, whether it's Stearns, Mendoza, certainly the players. To me, that's where the bulk of it is. But before I go nuts.
Smart.
Because there's still plenty of time.
Smart.
And because I still do believe in that talent ultimately.
Okay. Smart.
You got to get there.
I said smart.
If as long as they get there, then take their chances. And I think that then there will be levels of, okay, well, they lost in the wild card round if they get there, or they lost to this team. Okay,
different evaluations based on performances as you get to those checkpoints. And I like the fact that you're going to hold out that final assessment. You should.
Yeah, why do it now?
You don't need to. But if I asked you without giving it away, in your gut, in your heart, which way you leaning?
You know, this is an impossible question, and it has nothing to do with fandom. Trust me when I tell you.
I believe you.
I just believe so much in Juan Soto and the back end of their bullpen. And I know that's what is successful in the postseason, that I have a hard time burying them. That's it. But, like, obviously, like, did you think that this was going to happen with Manaea, that he can't protect leads? Like,
no.
Me neither. So,
no.
I actually don't believe it. You could have told me that. You could have even said Senga, although he's been even worse than I thought. But you could have said Senga wasn't going to be any good. You could have said Peterson was going to start to falter a little bit. You could have said Holmes was going to get tired. All those things I could have believed. Inconsistency in some of the guys in the lineup, I could believe that. I cannot believe Manaea has been this bad. I also cannot believe Juan Soto has been as bad as he's been with runners in scoring position.
It's
in
amazing.
Big spot all year long.
It's amazing.
Like, I don't believe that. And I don't think Manaea is going to change. I do think Soto would change if they got to the postseason. Maybe that's based on hope. I don't know. Maybe
that's not. I don't think with Soto, I don't think that's based on hope. I think that's based on the reality of what he's done in the postseason.
Okay, but then why hasn't he gotten it going yet?
I don't know, like, man. It's confounding. I don't get it. He should be. I mean, even talk about the runners in scoring position. And of course, the average is, I know, average and old stat, but I know it's lower. It's very much lower than it usually is. And a lot of that is attributable to what he's done with men on base. But even, I mean, what is he hitting, 240 something? I just still think that Soto's going to do more good than bad than this year. I still think that Manaea is different. You know, and the one thing that I did say about Manaea, and I'm very confused as to where he is right now, because I did point out, now the injury, he can't help that, okay. But last year with the 18 starts with that complete overhaul of mechanics, right? Now, I know he's always had good stuff. Not amazing, but good. And then a new delivery, a little trickery, conceal the ball, whatever. New look for the hitters. Good stuff plus that equaled outstanding results. My, not even concerns, I thought he'd be good this year, really good. I did wonder, like, all right, well, what happens when the league catches up to the new windup? And I don't know if this is why every game he has one inning where he can't stop tripping over himself. Why I'm most confused with him, though, is because it's not like he steps on the mound in the first inning and he gives up two walks and two doubles and a bomb and he gets smacked because he stinks. He's shown almost every start elements of being very good, and then it completely comes undone.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a fatigue thing? And if it's a fatigue thing, is the fatigue thing related to the loose bodies in his elbow? I don't know, but he's been awful.
And either way, they have to react. It can't just be, well, let's try it again in 5 days.
Yep.
No, this has been a pattern here where he's a three-inning pitcher. That's it. So either have him coming out of the bullpen or have him be an opener, but they have to change something else up before it is too late. BT and Sal on the Fan, we'll get back to your calls. You want to talk about the golf outing, Mets and Yanks, and we'll focus a little bit more on the Yanks, too, when we come back. Because as you mentioned, as Mike said before, it is a huge game for them tonight. Remember, too, the Yankees still right there within the division. 4.5 back. They still play Toronto.
Now, let's not mince words. Red Sox and punk them all the year, all season.
Time to show some spine here. All right, guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the Dress Collar Polo. They've already sold over 1 million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag, and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and check them out today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.